You met my mom, Adam. Remember when we took the tour of the Southeast and we drove
down? She was lovely.
And she wouldn't remember because she had Alzheimer's, but it was lovely. And you met her and you met my sister. We over at Universal, we had dinner with my sister and my nephews. And I drove you all the way over.
Your mom did offer me a drink about 5 times. In a row. But yeah, we met.
Yeah. After and, all that. And then we drove up and we saw Big Fatty and we spent time with Big
Fatty.
And
apparently he lied to us the whole time. I was listening back to by the way, Daniel, I've been listening to all of our pre-shows and post-shows. Oh. And
well, then you'll be glad to know that we don't do a pre-show anymore.
post-show, whatever. Yeah. You know what I want to say about calling each other best friends, though?
What?
When you get to a certain age, don't you feel like...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, wouldn't remember because she had Alzheimer's, but it was lovely.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3750 of the BFO for Monday the 20th of June 2022, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, which includes the trip to Flowrider. Yes, we got it. Forget us, Big Fatty. Nothing new there. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you forget us because, y'all, I have committed. I have committed the ultimate travesty. Y'all, I left the mark in calendar back at the villa. So I know that there are anniversariums this week, and I know there are celebrations of exiting the birth canal this week, but, y'all, I don't have the mock and calendar in front of me. So y'all, if you have an anniversarium or a celebration of exiting the birth canal this week, y'all, you can either send me an e-letter to ruined at bigfattyonline.com and I'll mention it on the little show, or I'll recap all of them once I get back to the villa next weekend. But y'all, I'm just as sorry as I can be. But y'all, growing old is Big Fatty, you've forgotten what it is. I have indeed.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Big Fatty, you just said you didn't have the mocking calendar. Well, it's true. But, Big Fatty, why aren't you playing the music? Well, all will be explained in a moment. But, y'all, I did receive, I guess it was a Twitty message, or it may have been e-letter, I don't remember. But I did receive a notification, and I know this is the only celebration of exiting the birth canal that I have on Monday the 20th, y'all, and it's a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, it is so special, we're gonna do something very special. Oh, Big Fatty, this'll be Squeaky Sheepy's first time to experience this. It's true. So y'all, just warming up. Big Fatty, you better put it on high, because that is, crank it up to 500 degrees, because that ain't warm enough. Y'all, here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Gary Bearden. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Big Fatty, that was lovely. It is indeed lovely. And y'all, Gary, if you've ever been to a Pride 48, you know Gary Bearden is an institution. Yes, Big Fatty, as opposed to the NIP, who should be institutionalized. It's true. Anyway, y'all, Gary, I don't know that there's anyone who enjoys a Pride 48 event more than Gary Bearden. And y'all, he's just the sweetest man you'll ever meet. He lives out there in Rainbow Acres, Shady Pines, Mother, Shady Pines, Rainbow Pines, maybe that's it. Y'all, you know, it's a homosexual retirement community, a fact known by some, but not all, Gary Bearden has the world's largest homosexual poon collection. Y'all is very active in the Baptist Church. Big Fatty, wait, is his name on that list that they've come up with? No, I don't think so. Anyway, y'all, if you see Gary Bearden on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! I said, y'all, before I get into the weekend and the trip to Flowrider, y'all, I just want to take a moment to say thank you to everyone who wished a happy Father's Day. Yes, Big Fatty, Daddy! And y'all, it's just, you know, Big Fatty always says that he'll be your daddy or your father or your papoose. Or Big Fatty, I don't want you to be my papoose, that's for sure. Especially with your caboose. Well, anyway... thank you all so much for all that. It was lovely, just lovely. But last time I talked to you, I think I had I pre-recorded? No, I don't think I did. I think I just had a regular a little show. Thursday, y'all, I did all my NEPA walking. For the end of the week, no problems there. The papers were working just fine, although I told them not to deliver it on Saturday morning, and there it was. But more on that in a minute. Young Nicholas came by on, was it Thursday? Yeah, I think it was Thursday, it's either Wednesday or Thursday, but I think it was Thursday. Y'all, he came by and shaved the sides of the noggin, and y'all, it was just, there's nothing that makes Big Fatty Air happier than having a fresh haircut. Oh, Big Fatty, you know there's lots of things. Gentlemen callers, honking the bobos, special chairs, gin, a haircut is one of the things really that Big Fatty enjoys. Yes, Big Fatty, he came by Thursday night, and y'all then on Friday, y'all got up and did a little. I think I told you I made cheese cookeries. Did I tell you that? maybe I didn't tell you. Maybe I made them Thursday night. Y'all, I made a batch of cheese cookeries because I wanted to bring some on the trip. And I wanted to give y'all. Olive has just emerged from the hoist. The lift is what they call it. I think this is the first time he's seen me recording a little show. And y'all, he's immediately retreated into the corner in his bedroom. You're frightened, I tell you. Y'all, I made a batch of cheese cookeries, and so I was going to bring some here. And y'all, you know, I'm getting young Nicholas to feed the plants, water the plants, not feed them, but water the plants. And so I fixed up a little snackette box for him of the cheese cookeries, because y'all, he loves them. Just loves them. And y'all, I had them out for right day night for Friday at Fatty's. And y'all, they had rave reviews. Big Fatty, that's because Granny wasn't there. Well, Granny ain't going to like them, even if they were. Had the Midas touch. But anyway, y'all, here comes the Nip up the stairs. Y'all, he looks like he's 104. And here he...
Stop it!
Okay, there it is. And y'all, we must be getting close to cocktail hour, because everybody seems to be coming in to freshen for the cocktail hour, if you will. But anyway, what was I saying? Durwood approved of the cheese cookeries. They had just the right amount of the canine pepper, as Granny calls it. And y'all, for right good night, it was me and the Nip and Durwood and Ryan and young Nicholas. And y'all, we had wings and the Olive Garden salad, and tiramisu. Miss who? Tiramisu. Oh, I didn't know. I haven't met Miss Sue. Why is she Terry? No, tiramisu. Oh, never mind. Y'all, it was a lovely evening, and y'all hadn't packed the first thing, and neither had the Nip. The only difference is that the Nip had to go home and clean up his house before the cleaners came, because y'all, it looks like a hurricane. It looks like a hurricane had gone through every time. But y'all, by the way, we've got another. Did I tell you the Nip story about him chasing the buckets? I can't remember if I told you that one or not, but y'all, let me know if I need to tell you about the bucket chasing. But I'm sure somebody'll send me a message. y'all, but anyway, it was about 9 o'clock. Everybody left about the same time. The Nip has come back out. He's, you know, when the micro hoist is turned on, it's like a magnet. It's a magnetic attraction.
Amazed that you can ramble at the beach just like you do at home.
Yes. And y'all, the Nip finally left. I finally told him. He just didn't want to go home and start packing and clean up or anything like that. And finally, I told him, get the hell out of here and go get ready. Because, y'all, he was going to be up all night. And y'all, soon after he left, y'all, a storm, thunder boomers came through. And y'all, it was lightning and heavy rain, a downpour, as they call it. And y'all, the electricity went off. And I just thought, oh, my gosh. I can just see the Nip with a flashlight probably sticking out of his butthole, lighting up the room or something while he tries to clean up. But thank goodness the power came back on less than a minute later. And so all was well. And y'all, I packed my valise that evening, except for my toiletry bag. And then on Saturday morning, y'all got up. I was instructed to call Olive at 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all called immediately, went to the voice letter system. And I'm like, this is not good. And so I called back a little bit later, and same thing. And so I'm running around making some last minute things. And he called me and says, I'm up. And I'll be ready at 6:30. I mean, at 7:30 when the Nip was going to pick him up. So all was good there. And so, y'all, I had was surprising everybody. I got us a little brofkas for Saturday morning. And before we packed the car, Ruby Red. I drove Ruby Red down here. Before we packed the car, we had a little breakfast and coffee. And y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. And y'all, then we packed up old Ruby Red, and we were on the road. We were on the road by 8:30 a.m. in the morning, and one thing that happened, I decided when I was ready to pack my stuff into Ruby Red, and I did that before, while the Nip had gone to get Olive, I said, well, I'll park in front, and it's just a little easier to get in and out, packing a car in and out. And so, I pulled up in front after I'd gone to get the Brufkas and all. And that's when I saw the newspaper sitting in the yard. And so I picked it up and threw it in the car. And y'all, I'm coming up the walk, and I get on the porch. And y'all sitting in the seat that Granny normally sits in, there's a pizza pie and and a bag with chicken wings and a salad. And y'all, the delivery, they tape them up and they put all these things on there, sealed for your safety. And so y'all, everything was all sealed up, but y'all, it had been sitting there all night long. And y'all, I if they rang the doorbell, I certainly didn't hear it. And I brought the pizza pie and the chicken wings and the salad in and opened them up. Y'all, it was kind of a Hawaiian pizza. It had bacon and ham and the pineapple and the maybe it was Mexican Hawaiian because it had the jalapenos on there also. And y'all, I brought it in, and y'all, it looked delicious. And I said, well, you know what? I'm just going to take that with us. It hadn't been opened, and day old pizza pie is pretty good. So, y'all, I loaded everything in, and we went down, had Brufkas, and then we loaded up Olives and the Nip stuff into the car, and slid that pizza pie right on in there. And then y'all, it was just crazy. It was just crazy. And so then we were off. We started our trip. We came down the I-95. Well, we had to take the 17 south to the I-95. And y'all, then we got down to the U.S.'s largest city. By acreage, in Jacksonville, Florida, which is where Flo lives. And y'all, we couldn't have put Flo in the car with us if we had to, because we were sky high with pizza pie. And anyway, what did we do? We took a different way, and we kind of went the memory lane. Not memory lane. It was kind of like the what did the hat used to call it? What did he used to call it? He used to call it I don't remember what he used to call it. But we took the back roads. But y'all, it was still divided highway and everything. And gasoline, cheapest I've seen it here in Florida was $4.69. And the Nip is counting his pills. He must be thinking somebody came in and stole his pills or something like that. I don't know what that's about. Flo has hurt her back, and you've got to see if you can afford to give her any.
Well, I've got the back pills. I told her she can't.
Oh!
But I counted like she should take too
many. Oh, okay.
I don't want to feel too good.
Yeah, right. Okay. Y'all, he's counting it because he wants to make sure he has enough for himself. Anyway, y'all, I guess I'll have to finish telling you about the trip. Sentimental journey. That's what the Orange Hat used to call the back roads. And y'all, when the Orange Hat took the back roads, y'all, he usually got lost. But y'all, a nice little Father's Day story there. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Juneteenth observed. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at Mix Minus.
Big Fatty wouldn't remember because she had Alzheimer's, but it was lovely.
Oh, it was lovely. But and I do have what is that disease called?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.